dictation for Bradley, Bradley, Oneless, Wanless, October 1868. Address as a letter to Andrew, Andrew, Messenger, Messenger, 6680423. Dear Dr. Messenger, consultation for Mr. Wanless Bradley, who has hypercalcemia, nephrolithiasis, abnormal kidney function, question sarcoidosis. Next paragraph. Bradley is a 56-year-old gentleman, has been seen by nephrology Lansing, recently discharged from Carson City with the third episode of hypercalcemia associated with congestive heart failure, acute kidney injury. In this opportunity, bilateral nephrolithiasis without obstruction, received hydration and apparently also calcitonin and Zometa, Zometa, comes accompanied with wife. They want to establish care locally. They believe calcium oxalate has been isolated. His first episode of this problem was late 2022, early 2023. There's another episode in April 24 with evidence of hydronephrosis requiring cystoscopy retrograde lithotripsy, left-sided hydronephrosis. They remove stones in both kidneys. Eventually, the ureteral stent removed. Follows with urology. Dr. Miller, Miller, in Lansing. I review all records available, including care everywhere, and appears to have elevated calcium in relation to high level of vitamin D125. According to patient and wife, they believe the stone removed was calcium oxalate. Presently, he denies any nausea, vomiting, does have reflux, appetite is good, no diarrhea, bleeding. Urine appears clear, no cloudiness or blood, no abdominal or back discomfort, no fever, no edema, claudication, no discolor of the toes or gangrene, denies major pruritus. Does not require any oxygen at home. He does have smoking-associated bronchitis, although no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain, pleuritic discomfort, no skin rash, bruises. Next paragraph. Past medical history for diabetes, hyperlipidemia, no history of hypertension. He does have rheumatoid arthritis, enlargement of the prostate, the hypercalcemia, kidney stones with prior episodes of left-sided hydronephrosis. There has been at least three events of acute kidney injury, all of them associated with hypercalcemia. The last one in 24 with obstructed uropathy. He does have a smoke and probably bronquitis, denies coronary artery disease, denies TIS stroke seizures or chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, he's not aware of blood transfusion, no hepatitis, no peripheral vascular disease or venous thrombosis. Next paragraph. Surgeries including cystoscopy, retrograde, ureteral stent placement and removal, and lithotripsy on both sides. He was involved in a car accident, and there was, excuse me, he was involved in a work-related accident with deep ulceration on the left leg, required only medical treatment, incision and drainage, and there was a prior vehicle accident in 2014 with trauma to the right side of the chest wall requiring a chest tube. He has never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph, he does smoke at least a pack per day. He says he stopped 12 years ago, but smoked for about 35 years. Very rare alcohol intake. Next paragraph, allergies to cat hair. Next paragraph, family history, a son who is my patient with problems of sarcoidosis, but no kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, metformin, Lipitor, thyroid, Flomax, Jardiance, leflunomide, Zyrtec, Cialis, Trulicity, used to take ibuprofen, over-the-counter, 600 milligrams, twice a day, 2-3 days a week for the last 1-2 years, but already discontinued. In the hospital, from what I'm reviewing, received calcitonin and Zometa, Z-O-M-E-T-A, plus saline infusion, release on inhalers that he has not used, and he's taking no antibiotics. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Present weight 208. Blood pressure was 130/78 on the left, 132/80 on the right. He is alert, oriental intestine 3. He is on no respiratory distress. Fair historian, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable lymph nodes on the neck or armpits, distant breath sounds, question from smoking in the past, but no oral whistles consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, there is deformity, chest wall on the right side from prior vehicle accident, no palpable liver spleen or abdominal distension, no ascites, no gross edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent echocardiogram in the hospital at the time of CHF, ejection fraction was normal at 50%. With mild degree of mitral valve abnormalities, no hypertrophy. There was a CT scan of the abdomen, bilateral kidney stones, four of them on the right, excuse me, three of them on the right, four of them on the left, but no obstruction, no ascites. chassis ray with evidence of volume overload and question infiltrate on the right side. Next paragraph. Chemistries. At the time of discharge, I review labs. Baseline creatinine was 1.2 or less. The first event of hypercalcemia, kidney stones, early 2023. Calcium went up to 11.5 with creatinine of 1.3. Normal albumin. During the episode of 2024, calcium was as high as 16.8 with normal albumin, creatinine peak at 2.61, phosphorus was in the low site at 2.3. In that opportunity, there was elevation of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, with normal ratio. The presence of hydronephrosis on the left side, bilateral kidney stones, suppressed PTH, suppressed PTH-related peptide, high level of vitamin D-125. And the most recent event, January of this year, Carson City, highest calcium was 13.1 on January 11 with a creatinine of 5.17 and a normal albumin. At the time of discharge, calcium was back to normal with treatment. Creatinine improved to 3.62. A normal albumin. January 20, creatinine 3.38, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, glucose in the 200s. I want to mention that diabetes through the years has been running in the 200, 300s, poorly controlled. There is mild degree of anemia, around 11.7. I repeat chemistries. This is from January 31st. Creatinine has improved to 2.58. Normal potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, minor low sodium 135, glucose upper hundreds, anemia 11.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV at 87, 3T4 normal, PTH not elevated at 15, vitamin D25 less than 30/29 but not severely depressed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Bradley has hypercalcemia, which appears to be associated to high levels of vitamin D125 with appropriately suppressed PTH, three episodes of acute kidney injury. Depressing one without evidence of obstruction, however, with more severe kidney disease. Azotemia is improving but has not returned to normal. After cystoscopy, retrograde lithotripsy, and ureteral stents last year, appears that the best number was 1.8. That appears to be the new baseline. And another episode with renal failure and hypercalcemia in 2022-2023. He has seen pulmonologists, and they were discussing about potential biopsy of mediastinal lymph nodes, as there is some abnormalities on the X-ray. I'm concerned that he has an increase of the kappa free light change and the associated lymph nodes could be something different than sarcoidosis. Vitamin D125 is associated to granulomatous diseases, including sarcoidosis, some fungal infections, as well as lymphoma. We will monitor chemistries to assess stability and what will be the new steady state. He is going to need a biopsy procedure to define what is the source of this so that can be treated accordingly. At this moment, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor also anemia, electrolyte, nutrition. I'm going to repeat a new level of vitamin D125 as well as free light change and immunofixation. We'll discuss with him with new labs. This was a prolonged visit, urgent evaluation, end of dictation.